and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And the Newsmaker is brought to you today by the Emporia Gazette. Subscribe today, emporiagazette.com, or pick up your copy at a local stand.
Looking for the latest news that keeps you connected to the Emporia area? The Emporia Gazette is your go-to source for local stories, breaking news, and more importantly, how it affects you. From city events to in-depth reporting, we've got it all covered in print, online, and on social media. Stay informed, stay engaged, and be part of what's happening in the Emporia area. Subscribe today at EmporiaGazette.com or pick up a copy at a local newsstand. The Emporia Gazette, your news, your community, your voice. The Emporia Gazette, trusted news since 1895.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Monday, the 24th of November. 50 degrees on our way to 55 today, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Church of Christ Pastor Neil Taylor, previewing the church's annual Thanksgiving meal, which is now just a handful of days away. Pastor Taylor, good morning. How are you?
Doing wonderful. How y'all doing this morning?
Doing well here so far. So with the meal coming up Thursday, what do you have left to do between now and then? I'm assuming that some of your processes are pretty well set, but I also understand this could well be a very busy next 72 hours for you.
Yeah, the next 72 hours are going to involve getting a lot of the food to the building. There's a lot of food that is made off-site just because, I mean, the kitchen here is pretty big, but not big enough to make, oh, the 15 turkeys and 10 hams and everything else that is going to be part of that meal. So over the next few days, mainly probably about Tuesday, Wednesday, especially Wednesday will be a really busy day up here. We get as much of that food as we can get in here. We get the warmers in that we use to keep the food warm during the day, and it's going to be a busy next 72 hours getting us ready for Thanksgiving.
I bet so. When do you turn the ovens on for the turkeys and the hams?
The turkeys will start getting cooked here over the next couple days. And same with the hams, and like I say, everything kind of gets itself ready within that last little 24-hour period. That last 24-hour period is it's a busy time here on the building, but it's not a bad time either. Everybody's in high spirits. We know what we're doing, and we love what we're doing, and we love being able to help the community. And so, even though we're busy cooking and busy, in the kitchen, and gets a little bit warm in the kitchen with all the ovens going and other things to keep food warm, but we have a wonderful time enjoying each other's company and getting this meal ready.
I wanted to ask you, and I will ask you here about the food. Ron or I will ask you about the menu here in just a second, but talk a little bit about that camaraderie and maybe the kind of the spirituality that takes place here for the congregation when it comes to Thanksgiving meal week.
Well, we talk a lot about just how we gather together to be able to basically do what we were told by Christ was, the second greatest command. The first one was to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. And every single one of us would want a wonderful meal on Thanksgiving Day. I mean, that's just what we would desire for ourselves individually. And so for us as Christians, gathering together is all about fulfilling that command of loving our neighbors as ourselves and going above and beyond to make sure that this is a good meal, that if folks want turkey, it's here. If they want ham, it's here. Whatever they're looking for, hopefully we'll have it. We'll be able to provide it. And we really enjoy, like I say, everything. Even though it's busy, we enjoy everything that leads up here to Thursday. And, of course, Thursday itself is always just a wonderful day.
In Emporia Church of Christ, Pastor Neil Taylor talking about the church's annual Thanksgiving meal, which will be at the church this Thanksgiving Day from 11 until 1. Traditional holiday meal with all the trimmings. This is absolutely free. Now, you invite people to come, Pastor Taylor. Carry out available. How does that work?
Yeah, carry out's available. So folks come in and they don't want to eat with us here at the building. They want to take it home. That's absolutely fine. We have no problem with that. They can come on in. We've got hundreds and hundreds of to-go boxes that are sitting and prepared and ready to be filled up if that's what folks want. And so they'll be able to put as much food into those to-go boxes as they can and be able to take those home with them if they look to want to do that. But we also have set up right now, I'm actually up here at the building, we have a little bit over about 90 seats set up here in the fellowship hall that at a time folks can come in together and eat. And usually that's just a revolving full set of tables. I mean, they get filled up usually pretty quick when the doors open at 11 o'clock. And then over the next 2 hours, folks come and go. And usually about half and half. Half of the folks will eat here with us, and about half the folks opt to take it home. And either way, we're just we feel blessed and honored to be able to help serve folks on that day.
Church of Christ Pastor Neil Taylor joining us again with a Thanksgiving meal that the church has been putting on now for 30-plus years, coming up Thursday, obviously, on the holiday. And Pastor, we kind of talked a little bit, hinted about some of the things on the menu, but what are people going to sit down and have available for them?
Well, of course, the turkey and ham, that's the main meal there. But then after that, we've got sweet potatoes, we've got your mashed potatoes, we'll have green beans, we'll have corn, we'll have cranberry sauce, we'll have rolls, we've got pumpkin pies. I'm sure I'm probably missing something on that menu because we added back a lot of things into the menu this year to make sure that we could, since COVID, we had kind of trimmed down the meal there for a few years just for simplicity reasons, and we had a good conversation about it back in, I believe, July or August, and we said, let's get back to what we were doing before and get that ham and get the sweet potatoes and some of those other pieces of the meal that had been a staple and that, a lot of folks love. A lot of folks prefer a ham over a turkey. And so, when somebody comes in, we don't want them to walk in here and be disappointed that they can't get what they would prefer. And so we're going to have hopefully everything. And if there is something that we don't have, let us know. And maybe we can squeeze it in the menu next week or next year. So,
yeah, the community is invited. And Pastor, obviously all absolutely free, right?
Yeah, absolutely free down here at 502 West 12th Avenue. It's absolutely free. We don't look for donations. We don't look for any help. The church has covered it all. It's all paid for. We just simply want folks to be able to come in, enjoy the fellowship, enjoy the meal, and hopefully have a blessed Thanksgiving Day.
How many people here do you think that you'll wind up having, at least in some component that'll be utilizing this and getting their holidays off to a wonderful start?
I really believe that this year will probably be just with economically how a lot of things are going on for folks. I really think this is probably going to be one of the bigger years that we've had in recent times. So I would expect us to be, if I had to put a number out there, I would guess it'd be anywhere between probably 550 to 600 folks making their way in the door that morning. I think that's probably where we're going. We do have a lot of folks here in the church congregation that work within our community in different aspects, and the feedback that they're getting makes it look like we're in for a lot bigger year than what we've had the last few years. So I'd expect us, like I say, be somewhere around probably that 550 to 600 mark.
Well, the need obviously is there, and we appreciate all that you and the congregation at the Emporia Church of Christ do. This is an event with a very rich history. You have helped a lot of people over the years, and we hope that people take advantage of the offering that you are serving on Thanksgiving Day from 11 until 1 at the Emporia Church of Christ that is located at the corner of 12th and Neosho here in Emporia. A big Thanksgiving meal with all of the trimmings. Pastor Taylor, again, thanks to you and your congregation, and we appreciate your time.
Oh, thanks for having me on, guys, and we look forward to having a blessed Thanksgiving Day.
Thanks, Pastor. Appreciate it.
Pastor Neil Taylor with the Emporia Church of Christ with us on our primetime Newsmaker. Chuck?
Okay, if you want to be part of the Newsmaker spots, it's pretty easy. First off, check kvue.com/calendar to see what's available because the spots disappear pretty quickly. And then just call us, 342-1400. You can also email kvue@kvue.com and we'll start working schedules out. For tomorrow, we'll have David Traylor Zoo Director Brenda Young talking about all the Happy Holidays activities taking place tomorrow evening.
And then on Wednesday morning, we will let you know about the Flint Hills Optimus Christmas tree sale.
That
will be starting on Friday. If you drive by the Gion Showcase parking lot right now, you'll notice a lot of trees out there, right?
It's filled up already. So, getting everything all in position and ready to go for Friday morning.
Yes, indeed. So a little preview coming up Wednesday morning here on KVOE Live and Local. Also, just want to go ahead and let you know that Santa and Mrs. Claus are coming to town this Saturday evening from 6 until 8. And this is an annual event at the residence at 10th and Sunrise in Emporia. Santa and Mrs. Claus, I guess maybe the Grinch may be lurking nearby too, I understand.
Really? Okay.
But if you would please bring a non-perishable food item to benefit Radical Life, that's where that will be going. But you will notice the residents at 10th and Sunrise There's a very large Santa inflatable, and there has been a lot of decorating going on there at that residence. So they are set to go for their big event coming up Saturday, November 29th. Again, that's at 10th and Sunrise here in Emporia this weekend. Always a fun time.
Yeah, and kind of kicking off a huge weekend and a huge holiday period.
Yeah, no doubt about that. That is for sure. KVOE Live and Local, our primetime newsmaker this morning, brought to you by our friends at the Emporia Gazette. Trusted news since 1895. The Emporia Gazette. KVOE Live and Local, 730, 450 degrees. We'll check the weather next.
This Christmas, give a gift that goes beyond the wrapping paper.